With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Dr. Hagigengob Freeway is officially open. The 21-kilometer four-lane road links Windhoek to Jose Akutako International Airport, built with Chinese support at around $62.8 million, that's roughly $1.08 billion. The freeway aims to support trade, travel, and job opportunities. It was officially inaugurated by Transport Minister Veiko Nekundi alongside Chinese Ambassador to Namibia Zhao Weiping. The Namflix Festival 2025 officially launched today in Windhoek, hosted by One Africa TV and Future Media. The festival provides a dedicated platform to celebrate and show off the best of local films and series. Speaking at the launch, Managing Director of MultiChoice Namibia, Roger Gertse, said the festival supports local talent and storytelling.
For us, it's very significant because the partnership with One Africa Television is coming a long way. And we are very happy to continue to partner with them because we do see that there's major developments at the channel. We've come on board by sharing our Ambura One movies, which will screen on Sunday afternoons, which is for us key in terms of showcasing our local content, which we've created over the past year with our Namibian audiences. And please come and view this leading content because it is high quality. And then also the storylines will definitely resonate with Namibians out there.
The F.W. de Klerk Foundation has dismissed claims by U.S. President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio that Afrikaners are being persecuted in South Africa. The foundation says these allegations of killings and illegal land seizures are false. They warn that spreading such misinformation risks damaging South Africa's reputation and international relations. And BBC chairperson Samir Shah has issued an apology after a speech by U.S. President Donald Trump was edited in an episode of Panorama, calling it an error of judgment. The program had misleadingly edited a speech by Trump to make it appear that he had directly called for violence on Capitol Hill on 6 January 2021. BBC Director General Tim Davey and the CEO of News Deborah Turnus have resigned. Shah has rejected claims of systemic bias.
The BBC in those 3 years has produced hundreds and hundreds of hours of outstanding journalism, but inevitably we make mistakes. But the statistics say that the British people trust BBC News more than anything else. If there was this consistent institutional bias, do you think we'd have those figures? We wouldn't.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.